This week's Parsha, Parsha Zazinu, it says, Vayishman Yeshurun Vayevot, that Yeshurun became fat and rebelled. This pasuk is clearly saying that very often a source of Klal Yisrael's rebellion comes from prosperity, that we don't have that capacity sometimes to have that strong spiritual balance when we're showered goodness upon ourselves. And in those situations, a wealth could become chalila, a curse rather than a blessing. However, it's not so simple. That's really not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavana. He wants to be meitiv to us. He wants to shower goodness upon us. And even the two psukim before this one, the Torah tells us that when it talks about we'll be blessed with a lot of gashmias, and he'll cause them to ride on the heights of the land and eat the ripe fruits of the fields. And here it's a bracha, saying Klal Yisrael will enter the land, will have tremendous prosperity, and it's a bracha. So it's a little bit confusing how we handle material wealth and how we daven for it, because we're supposed to daven for it. But again, when we daven for it, the key really is that it should better serve Hashem with this wealth and help others with this wealth. Chayim shel oisher v'chavod. Every Rosh Chodesh Ben Sishin, we ask that, a life of wealth and of honor. So there's no question that we could ask for it, we should ask for this. Nevertheless, the pasuk of Ayishman Yeshurun v'yivot is a warning sign. Be careful. Be careful, because it could lead you to turn away from Hashem. So ironically, we're praying for a trait that can cause a tremendous downfall. And we said this a few times in the past, and it's worth repeating, that is why when you're asking for bracha and shefa, you're asking for parnasa or anything else you're asking for, you should be able to win the lottery, be able to retire and without worries, and all of these things that you ask for in that realm, it needs to be added with another tefillah, that please let that this shefa that you give me help me become closer to you and not to have me stray further than you. You use this very, very pasuk. Please help me on these tremendous brachas and give me shefa and parnasa, but not chalila that it should come to a matzav of Ayishman Yeshurun Vayivat. You ask for this. The Sfas Emes says that's part of Yevarecha Hashem V'Yishmerecha. Yevarecha Hashem, Hashem should bless you. V'Yishmerecha, he should watch you. The way he types it, he should watch you, is that he should watch that this very blessing that he gives you should not be your detriment, but should be for your benefit. And maybe when it says Yeshurun Vayivat, says that the change really is within the person, right? Vayishman, right? When someone eats excessively, he puts on weight, he is different than the person before, right? So you have one person that's weighs, the scale says 270, let's say, but it's a regular person, but he has also luggage that he's carrying. And then there's someone else that it's just him and he's 270. Big difference. So the bottom line is that we need to understand the dangers of materialism, but the brachos of materialism, the nisyonos and the brachos that come from ashiras. When someone is in desperate poverty, it's also a tremendous nisyon. It's not easy. But when Baruch Hashem, Hashem relieves you of that, then you have a new set of tests, challenges, trials, to get accustomed to watch that balance, you know, and not to go overboard with it. It's very, very big nisayon in life, but we could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us with that. That's why very often, unfortunately, you read stories, lottery winners spend their winnings almost overnight, foolishly, and then they're left even worse shape than they were before. Many marriages break up because of this extra newfound riches. So we have to daven with the same time asking for material goods to Hashem, please Just put it in simple English. Help me keep my head screwed on straight. And it's very important to understand this. We have this midah within us. Mishiyesh lo imana, right to Masayim. Person's not satisfied with what he has, generally speaking. It's never enough in human nature. That's the way it is. All of a sudden, what was once a luxury becomes now a necessity. You had a vacation once in 10 years. Now it has to be biannually or even annually or even, you know, twice a year, even twice a month, and so on. People who have become accustomed to simple lifestyle are now exposed to and indulge in extravagant and exorbitant things. And that's why it's tremendous schus for Ashirim when they give their panasa, and then they're entitled to have a nice car and a wonderful house and kol hakavod, kein yirbu, in Klal Yisrael. Kein yirbu in Klal Yisrael, bracha. Bracha begashmis, bracha beruchnias. But the wise people that have this ashiris, they're not ostentatious about it. They don't flirt their wealth to others, but they keep it in a tzinnidika way. They try, because of the sake of even to be mechanech their kids. You change certain things, yes, that you could improve and make better and nicer. Why not? Even, let's say, covered Shabbos or in the house and so on and so forth. But at the same time, be very careful that your priorities don't change in the negative way. There's also a worry that comes with more ashiris. Where will the wealth come? What happens if I make a bad investment? What happens if the market goes down? Marba nechasa, marba daiga, very often. So the question again, or going back to the beginning, is ashiris a bracha or a klala? And it depends. What does it depend on? Primarily it depends on, does the person who receives the shefa acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the source of his wealth, and never forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the source of his wealth? If he realizes that everything that he gets is directly from Hashem, and it comes with an achrayis, and he takes that achrayis seriously, then his wealth that he got becomes a tremendous bracha. But if he acts foolishly, and he believes that the ashiris is a result of his own doing, or because he's worth it, or whatever it is, that no matter what, you'll run into that danger of ayishman yeshurun vayivat. So that is the philosophy b'negeya, the shefa. Always ask for it, ask others to have receive it in Klal Yisrael, but always ask Hashem, keep my head screwed on straight. Please give me the shefa, and with the shefa, please give me the tools and the yecholus to have Yir Shamayim and to be even keeled and to not allow that shefa to cause me to stray in any way, shape, or form whatsoever. Now, Rapam used to talk a lot about, on Parshas Hazino, sometimes it's read on Shabbos Shuvah. We want to improve yourselves. Sometimes it's laid after Shabbos Shuvah already. So then it's near Sukkot time, after Yom Kippur. But still, the lesson is equal no matter how it comes out. The idea of learning to fulfill your potential. And he talked about it a lot. And he teaches us, he brings the Midrashim on it. A big yesod, Hashem does not demand impossible things from people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Bitruni and b'Riyosav. A person, for example, he has a limited intellectual capacity. He could only learn Chumash. He won't be punished. Why didn't you learn Kabbalah? Why didn't you learn the Ketzais HaChayshin? He didn't have the capacity. He may be asked, if he learned only Chumash, why did not you not attain the level of Mishnayos? Because maybe that was in his reach. Maybe that wasn't his reach. If he had Mishnayos, why didn't he strive for the next level, Gemara, but not the crazy high levels? And you see, like this, it brings down the Orech Chaim on this Medrash that vegetation, Hashem created all types of raindrops for various types of plant life to grow. Sometimes a drizzle, a gentle drizzle, will help some grass grow in the best way. When you drench rain, it causes other grass to thrive. Drizzle is not enough for grass. Heavy downpours will help them. Same thing the waters of the Torah. Sometimes a person needs that drizzle. Sometimes they need that real showering. Sometimes a person has a brachi, has a tremendous kaiches kishreinais. He could attain unbelievable heights in Torah. Other people are not meant to be that way. It's okay to be average. It's okay to be simple if that's who you are. You're only expected to live up to your own potential, be the best that you can be. And that is one of the lessons that Rapam used to talk about a lot on Parshas Hazinu, when the Yamim Neiraim. He brings what it says that we'll all have a din v'cheshbon, the famous Vilna Gaon that explains the difference between din and cheshbon. That din means the judgment. You did something wrong, you did something right, you'll get judged on that action. Cheshbon is deeper. Cheshbon is the reckoning of the good that could have been done and accomplished at the time the sin was committed. So he gives an example, and I believe the Sfas Emes brings it somewhere too, that let's pick a person who spoke Lashon Hara about his neighbor. So the din part is, you'll be judged for speaking Lashon Hara, the chait itself, you spoke Lashon Hara. The cheshbon part of it is that the time you were speaking Lashon Hara on this person, you could have done another mitzvah, you could have learned more Torah, you could have been mechazik somebody. The Sfas Emes says this, I believe, and I'm trying to find it inside, about by Mitzayra, one of the kaparas there is to take two birds, to shecht one and send the other free. The Tzipper Hashruta, the slaughtered bird, and the Tzipper Chaya and the live bird. And I believe it's the Sfas Emes, tremendous Zvart, and it basically says like this, that the Tzipper Hashruta, the slaughtered bird, is to be mechaper on the Lashon Hara that you did say. And the Tzipper Achai, the lie bird, is for you to do tshuva on the good words that you could have said at the time you said that Lashon Hara. That's the cheshbon part of it. That's tremendous potential that you have. So besides the violating that commandment, it's the potential that you could have had. We see this in Hazinu itself, where Rapam says, you see, the last tzivoy on Moshe was to climb up Har Nevoi, and he will die on that mountain. And it was a punishment for the Meimariva, that instead of speaking to the rock, which was supposed to supply Klai Yisrael their drinking water, Moshe hit the rock. So there were two separate things that were a problem here. Number one is you trespassed against me. This is in Pasuk, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Nun Aleph. You were over on my word. I told you to speak to the rock, not to hit the rock. And then it says, because you did not sanctify me among Klal Yisrael. So the etzem chait was the din. You hit the rock, you were supposed to speak to the rock. At the same time, there was a potential of a great Kiddush Hashem that was lost. If he would have spoken to the rock, what a tremendous Kiddush Hashem that would have been. So you see from the Ohr Chaim, we said, Vilna Gaon, we can improve Avodas Hashem during this tshuva period, and if it's after Yom Kippur, tshuva Meir Hava, going into Sukkot, Hashana Rabba, and then the upcoming year, to make little, small, meaningful improvements, one rung at a time. Not jump from Chumash to Kabbalah, but Chumash to Mishnayos. And then from one parak a day to two paraks a day, little by little, to get up higher on that rung. And if we try in this way, Habol Atayr, Messiah Noisai, and we'll be Matzliach. Have a wonderful Shabbos.